Hello and welcome to Filling the Sink, a podcast from Catalan News. My name is Beth Cohen and today we'll be talking about Catalonia's summer music festivals. Every summer, Catalonia hosts a wide range of music festivals, from large international events in Barcelona to smaller coastal concerts. On this week's podcast, we offer a guide to what's on and discuss Sonar Plus D, a technology festival at the forefront of musical innovation. Joining me in the studio today is Killian Shields. Hello, Killian.
Hey, Beth. How's it going?
Great, thanks. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Happy summer. Happy music festival season.
Ah, it's my favourite time of year.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. I have to say, big fan. I usually go to at least one of the biggest ones in Catalonia every single year. This was my first years living here. I'd go to Primavera Sound most years, and now I've sort of evolved slightly going to more Sonar every year nowadays.
So, Killian, can you tell me a bit more about the big festivals that are on? I mean, you've already mentioned Primavera Sound. There's also Vida, Cruïlla.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, that's the best place to start, I suppose. Primavera Sound, very eclectic mix of different genres, different styles. Honestly, like, you can get absolutely something for everyone here. This year, the biggest acts have taken a more pop party flavour. So you've got Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Chapel Rowan, some of the biggest names really in pop music at the moment. But on top of that, you've got everything from LCD Sound System, Jamie XX, Beach House, Haim, Floating Points. I mean, so much more. Every genre is catered to. Moving on as well then, Sonar is probably the second biggest music festival in Catalonia. That's taking place in mid-June, June 12th to 14th. This is mostly electronic music, mm-hmm. and usually it's got like a little bit of a flavour of rap or hip-hop in there as well, but definitely electronic is its main genre. Artists like Peggy Goo, Nathy Peluso, Fortet, Honey Dijon, Overmono, Bicep, Skrillex. I'm looking forward to that a lot, I have to say.
It's your thing, isn't it? And in Sonar, don't they divide between day and night?
Yeah, precisely. So it's kind of like two festivals. Like, you can pay for tickets just for one of them and go to the day session between like roughly 2-3 p.m. until about 10-11 p.m. But then there's also the night session, which then begins more or less the same time that day ends and finishes at around 6 or 7 a.m. So, yeah. It takes a lot of stamina, I have to say.